a great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. We come in these moments to remember the death of Emmanuel, God with us, our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do this every week. We remember his death. We remember his death by drinking juice, which is a symbol of his blood, and by eating bread, which is a symbol of his body, to remember his blood spilt and his body crushed as a substitute for ours. He, the guiltless, was substituted for the guilty, that we, the guilty, might go free, that we might live, that we might have fellowship with God, something that was impossible for us steeped in our sin. God made possible for us by the death of his Son. I want to read to you from Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 33. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Have you ever thought about that question? It's intended here to be a rhetorical question with the understood answer, no one. When I think about my life, I think about my sin. I think about many who could bring a charge against me. My wife, my children, my parents, my friends. Those who know me well could bring lots of charges against me. And no doubt Satan, who is called the accuser of the brethren, could bring charges against the elect. But God here wants us to know that in his courtroom, in heaven, no charge can stand. No accusation can stand. And there is one reason. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? No one. Because God is the one who justifies. That is, in his courtroom, in his throne room, God has declared believers in Jesus Christ not guilty. And more than that, he has declared them to have always done everything right. He has declared believers in Jesus Christ righteous. No one can bring a charge against God's elect because God has already pronounced them righteous, never having faltered one iota in any of his demands, always having done exactly what he prescribed. And of course, that is not who we are or what we have done, but that is who our Savior is and what he has done. And God has substituted his righteousness for our sinfulness in his accounting. God goes on, who is the one who condemns? No one can condemn one whom God has justified. And here's the reason. Christ Jesus is the one who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who sits at the right hand of God interceding for us. This is what we just sang about. Before the throne of God, I have a great high priest making intercession for me. And this one who is my advocate, who stands before the Father and pleads my case, does not plead based on anything I have done, but pleads based on what he has accomplished in my place. He, the perfect, sinless one, died in my place that I might be counted righteous. This is the great news of the gospel. This is why there is Emmanuel. This is why there is a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Our only hope for rescue was that God himself would take on flesh and come to our aid. And this is exactly what we celebrate this morning in communion. As the men are going to come forward in a few moments and distribute the juice and the bread, we invite all of you who believe in Jesus Christ to partake. If you're visiting with us this morning, please feel free to take. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, drink this juice and eat this bread to remember his death. If you're not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, my friends, you are still in your sin. You have not been declared righteous by God, and you have no hope of being right before God when you see him face to face. But there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can turn today, turn from your sin and turn to Jesus. Believe, be forgiven, be saved, become a new creation, be given a new heart, and have peace with God and a guarantee of eternal life. If you would believe this morning, please drink this juice and eat this bread. If you do not believe, just let these things pass you by. They're not for you. They're for those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The men will come and serve us. After you have examined your heart, go ahead and take the elements, and I'll close us in prayer.